Hey, anyway, I appreciate you coming in this morning. We needed to reschedule this week, and I appreciate you doing that on short notice. But you do have a council meeting tomorrow.
We do have two council meetings coming up on the 6th and the 13th. So we've got our holiday schedule in effect right now. So we'll be trying to finish out the city's business for 2011 and looking forward to 2012, and Brian.
Let's talk for a minute about just looking at the agenda, and I don't understand this, so if you can explain it to me, an ad valorem tax on goods in transit. What does that mean, and what's the reason that you need to get that in place?
Well, we're going to have some discussion on that, and you know, we'll have more information for you once we've gotten all the information, but we're still looking at that and researching that right now. But
What does that mean, goods in transit? Does that mean that something is in a manufacturing process but not a finished product and moves on, or what is
well,
that?
Well, in economic development, you've got you know, some stuff that's sold elsewhere, or they might be sold in another market, but maybe it's manufactured here.
So it's a manufactured finished product here, but wouldn't be sold out of here.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Well, I understand. So something that you need to kind of have in place for that to happen. Fairly common thing that happens in Texas?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know if College Station has one of those in effect?
I'm not sure about
College
Station.
Okay, simply wonder. All right, what else you got on your agenda here as we wrap up the year?
Well, we talked about the Christmas parade yesterday, mm-hmm. and it was wonderful and had a great turnout, a lot of wonderful entries. And if for some reason you didn't get a chance to participate as a spectator or as a participant, the Downtown Bryan Business Association's got their parade this Friday night at 6:30, and so we welcome everyone to come back out and show off their entries and their floats one more time. You can go to downtownbryan.com to register. There's no charge, and like I said, we've got probably about 30 plus entries right now. They're coming in at the last minute, but another chance to just enjoy the season and celebrate the Christmas season here. But so we encourage everyone to.
And that steps off at what time?
6:30 okay. Friday night in Downtown Bryan. So mm-hmm. It'll be a dark parade, a night parade.
Yeah.
So it'll give a chance for those folks to light up their floats,
sure.
and their cars and everything else they'd like to show off. And we've got a very famous Santa Claus coming to Downtown Bryan.
All
so
right.
We actually talked to Santa yesterday at the Christmas parade, and he's going to see if the folks in Downtown Bryan have been naughty or nice, and he's going to show up on Friday. So
you need to behave the balance of the week.
I'm going to steer clear of
you're on probation for a week to behave properly.
I also want to mention, Scott, that Bryan Police Department's Blue Christmas Toy Drive ends today. So if you've got some new toys you'd like to drop off, send it to our Justice Center over there off 29th Street and Texas Avenue. And then they're also taking gently used coats. So if anyone would like to drop off some coats or some toys for the Christmas season, the Bryan Police Officers Blue Christmas is underway right now. So they'll be finishing that. And that's about it. Like I said, our council schedule's the 6th and the 13th for this month. And we definitely want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. And I think this is it for this month.
Yeah, it is. Well, actually, for the year, because the year your next one would be on the 21st, and so
we may have to have some special council meetings in since I don't have to come explain myself at the end of the month. And
see what we can come up with that. But anyway, again, I appreciate you coming in this morning
on
short notice.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Jason Mayansky, the mayor of Bryan, here this morning.